Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. Following last weekend's rookie minicamp, you guys have lots of questions about those rookies and all the other Vikings players, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Sam. I know it's too early right now, but which other rookie besides Dalvin Cook do you think could emerge as a starter? Well, a couple of rookies who impressed during rookie minicamp included wide receiver Rodney Adams and tight end Nick Truesdale. Now, I'm not sure if those guys will be starters. You'd have to think that Pat Elflein will have a good shot at a starting job at either guard or center this year. As for the other rookies, they have a lot to prove. The good news for them is they have a lot of time to do it. We have the rest of the offseason program and the minicamp in June, and then we get going in training camp at the end of July. Our next question comes from Austin. Do you still see McKinnon in the Wildcat, or will it be Murray or Cook? Well, the Wildcat is only used on occasion, so I don't know that we really know what the team's plans are going to be for that in the regular season, but this does bring up an interesting topic. Jerick McKinnon. The Vikings signed a free agent running back, Latavius Murray, and they drafted a running back, Dalvin Cook. That is not going to diminish the importance of Jerick McKinnon. He's still going to be used on the offense, and he can be a key special teams guy for the Vikings, both as a returner and in some other phases. Our next question comes from Matt. Doesn't matter who you have in the backfield, still need a line to block. You're right, Matt. This is a team game, so you can have all the good running backs you want. You still have to be able to block, but the Vikings put an emphasis on improving their offensive line in the offseason. They signed two starting tackles, Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers, and then, of course, they used an early round draft pick on Pat Elflein. They also drafted Danny Isadora from the University of Miami this year, so there was an emphasis on improving the talent and production along the offensive line. The next question comes from Curtis. Do you think putting Ben Gideon to Mike linebacker and putting Eric Kendricks at Will linebacker will help Kendricks? Well, I'm excited about the Gideon draft pick as well, but let's slow the train down. He's not really going to be able to help Eric Kendricks. We have one of the best middle linebackers in the NFL in Eric Kendricks. I think Kendricks has a skill set to play wherever Mike Zimmer wants to play him. It will be interesting to see how the linebacker position shakes out this year with Greenway retiring and an open spot because of that retirement. But at the end of the day, we have Eric Kendricks, and that means we're going to be in good shape at linebacker. The next question comes from Demarius, and he's going to stay on the linebacker topic. What do you think about the underweighted linebacker who plays like a big guy that we drafted? Well, Demarius is talking about Elijah Lee from Kansas State. He's 6'2", but Demarius is right. He's 229 pounds, so he's our lightest linebacker. But remember, in today's NFL, where there's all sorts of weird, quirky offenses, sometimes you need a hybrid-like defender who can play that safety-slash-linebacker role. I'm not sure if Elijah Lee can do that for the Vikings. He's only been here for a week. And for Lee to make this team, he's going to have to show that he can contribute on special teams as well. Our last question comes from Josh. Just wanted to say I love your work, and as a Vikings fan on the West Coast, there isn't a ton of us, so it would be an honor to be on your Pick 6 program. Keep up the strong work. Thank you, Josh. VEN, filled with lots of talented, dedicated, and passionate people. We enjoy bringing you the content from whatever Vikings event is going on. Games, the combine, the draft, rookie minicamp, whatever it might be. OTAs are coming up, and the mandatory veteran minicamp is also coming up. So tons more content will be coming to you from the folks right here at VEN. And that's going to include some one-on-one interviews that we did last weekend at rookie camp. Make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com for that. And if you haven't already, make sure you download the Vikings app, a great way to consume all the content that we produce here at the Vikings Entertainment Network. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week with another edition. So submit your questions into the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.